This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, New Zealand from my father. When I would return from a trip to some other country where neither of us had ever been, when my dad was alive, he would ask me to tell him the things that would interest him. Over the years, I've found it a useful way of paring down an often overwhelming cultural and geographic experience. So here's the New Zealand report that would have engaged him, shared now with all of you. Let's just start with driving on the left. 10 days of driving that way for about 1,000 kilometers on North Island was my rookie run on the left side of the road while sitting behind the wheel on the right. I heaved a sigh of relief when we returned the car into the airport that the family was still alive and well, and that the car was undamaged. I only turned into the wrong lane twice and came near to catastrophe only once along the Bay of Islands. Although I could claim distraction watching out for bicyclers, it was still too close for comfort. On the other hand, I intended to hit a curb on the left side parking or driving almost daily. I had perfect depth perception when I left high school and have always prided myself in that area, but this opposite side driving would take some practice on a regular diet. New Zealand traffic around Auckland is what you would expect from a city built to accommodate suburban single-family sprawl in the post-war years. In a country of less than 5 million, more than 1.5 million are in and around Auckland, so it sucks up a lot of the country. An hour north, you pay a toll, and all of a sudden you're on a two-lane roads the rest of the time, and often on windy up-and-downs on mountains. I take my hat off to the country's traffic engineers, though. The signage was excellent. The turning lanes wide and well-marked, and slow traffic turnoffs are passing lanes every 10 kilometers or so. The only thing I couldn't figure as I was extolling the traffic engineering was the fact that curves were often not marked with solid lines to discourage passing. I thought the traffic accident rate in the country would be minimal, but was surprised that it was better than the U.S., but not by a huge margin, although that seems more an issue of drunk driving than engineering. The North Island is not Hobbit country, so don't ask me about that. Talking to some of the locals, it was hilarious to see how they were still scratching their heads about the Lord of the Rings thing, although conceding it was good for tourism on the South Island. The geography is stunning in the north as well, if you try to see quarry reserves, rivaling the sequoias of my father's native California. The whirlpools where the Tasman Sea and the Pacific Ocean meet at Cape Ranga were amazing through binoculars. The most distinctive geographical feature was the legacy of volcanic activity. Walking to the top of Mount Eden overlooking Auckland at the lip of the cone was breathtaking, but an even bigger reward for travelers and the locals are the geothermal hot springs. We went to one enjoyed by the locals off the beaten path near Kawakawa for $3 New Zealand, with varying degrees of hot, dark water and carbon-infused mud, and a bunch of worn-out folks like ourselves. That was a lifetime experience. I wish my dad and all of you could have been with us. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.